Joining me now from London is Abdel Bari Atwan. He's the editor of the Arabic language newspaper Al-Quds Al-Arabi. Mr. Atwan, what did you think of President Bush's remarks?
Well, actually, I believe President Bush is trying to repair the damages which was inflicted on the American images on the Arab world by saying that those people are going to be punished. I mean, those people who were responsible for the torture and indecently assaulting the Iraqi prisoners will be punished. But I believe this effort is really useless and it came too late.
So you don't think it'll placate Arab anger?
The Arabs are furious of what happened on the Iraqi prisons, and the images of those Iraqi prisoners who are hopeless, helpless, and defenseless when they piled naked in front of two giggling soldiers, one of them a lady soldier. I think these kind of images actually made people hate this administration more and more. And the damages which were inflicted on the American image and relations with the Arabs are irreparable, whatever President Bush is going to say.
Is there anything the president or America can do to repair the damage, do you think?
Well, actually, yes. You know, the American administration can do a lot to repair this damage by coming out and saying, yes, we are sorry, we made mistakes. Well, the invasion of Iraq was a mistake. Our support to Israel was a mistake. We are going to review our policies in the Middle East and listen to those American diplomats who sent a letter to the American administration saying what you are doing is absolutely disastrous. Yes, if they do so, genuinely, I think, yes, the Arab will listen, say, okay, they made mistake, and, you know, everybody makes mistakes, so let us start a new page in our relationship. This is the only thing which can actually rectify the situation and the Arab-American relationship and make people look at the future.
That's a pretty tall order, rejiggering America's policy vis-a-vis Israel and pulling out of Iraq, and quite unlikely from the perspective of this U.S. administration.
Yes, it looks very difficult, but anyway, the American policies in the Middle East and the Muslim world are facing a huge disaster, actually. It is not working. The American administration is the most hated administration in that part of the world, and even European allies are really critical of these policies, and they are really trying to keep distance from this American administration. So if you want to repair the damages, if you want to have you know, security for your own people, and if you want to protect your interests, I think this is the only way to actually amend the bridges with 1.5 billion Muslims all over the world. But to insist on these disastrous policies, I think this will inflict more damages. And this little explanation from President Bush, or this smooth talking about punishing those people who are responsible, I think it will be very, very little, and it will be too late, and this will inflame the situation more and more.
Abdel Bari Atwan edits the Arabic language newspaper Al-Quds Al-Arabi in London. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.